For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers. The dictionary defines the word gratitude as the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return, kindness. It's a quality that a lot of people are contemplating, especially at this time of year when everybody examines their lives and goals for the new year. Gratitude is also the title of this month's KBOK Changing Hands Book Notes selection for January. Gratitude by Oliver Sacks is published by Alfred A. Knopf. Oliver Sacks, M.D., was a physician, a best-selling author, and a professor of neurology at the NYU School of Medicine. The New York Times referred to him as the poet laureate of medicine. He wrote over 14 books and many magazine and journal articles, and is best known for his collections of neurological case histories, including The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat and Musicophilia, Tales of Music and the Brain, which has been a former Book Notes selection. Gratitude is made up of four essays written in the last 4 years of his life. The final essay, Sabbath, was finished up and published just 2 weeks before his death in 2015. It's a small book that can almost fit into a jacket pocket, but it tackles a big subject. Sacks wrestles it down to a very personal scale, viewing his impending death and reflecting on his own life with the same sense of wonder and humanity that makes all his books so special, that makes him still marvel and get excited about the new discovery of the different masses of neurons and protons, which he talks about in the book. It was at the age of 80, just after he finished his memoir On the Move, that Sacks found out the melanoma that he'd lived with for 8 years had metastasized to his liver and was spreading. Even though I read a lot of his books and I thought I had an idea of who he was, there are things I didn't know about his life that I found out in Gratitude. His Orthodox Jewish upbringing, for one, his finding a home of sorts in the bodybuilding culture of Muscle Beach while at UCLA in the 1960s, that his own mother vehemently condemned him for his sexuality. For those of us a little fearful of the infirmities of old age, Sacks offers a glimmer of hope. He reported that in his 80s he felt not a shrinking but an enlargement of mental life and perspective. In the second essay, My Own Life, he writes, I can't pretend I'm without fear, but my predominant feeling is one of gratitude. I have loved and been loved. I have been given much and I have given something in return. I've read and traveled and thought and written. Above all, I have been a sentient being, a thinking animal on this beautiful planet, and that, in itself, has been an enormous privilege and adventure. It's a phenomenal rumination on the end of life and a life well lived by a man who gave so much to so many, a great reminder to us all to recognize the richness of what remains rather than the loss of what is no longer. Gratitude by Oliver Sacks is the KBOK Changing Hands Book Notes selection for January 2016. To find out more about the book and to order it at a 20% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.